Investment Flash.
The Magnificent Seven just lost $2 trillion in June, and Michael Burry says it's only the beginning. But here's the twist. The S&P 500 is near a record. Welcome to the Great Rotation. Or is it?
I'm Marie. It's Thursday, July 2nd, London edition. With me, Tom, and Gerald. Let's get into it.
Okay, the Mag 7 sell-off, I get it. It's ugly. Microsoft down 18% year-to-date, Meta negative 5. But come on, this is profit-taking in a high-growth sector, not a collapse. The fundamentals are intact.
Tom, they lost $2 trillion in market cap in a month. That's not profit-taking, that's air coming out of a bubble. Meta now plans to sell AI compute. Talk about an oversupply narrative. The story's changing.
And it's not just U.S. names. The Asian chip sell-off spilled into Korea. The Korea ETF down 9.5% in a week. NVIDIA's only up 4.5% year-to-date, miles off its high. This is a broad repricing of AI risk.
But look at the S&P 500, up 9% year-to-date, near all-time highs. That tells you money is moving, not leaving. Goldman's Oppenheimer says gains are broadening. Rotation, not route.
Broadening into what? Overpriced generator stocks? Cummins at 20 times forward earnings for a diesel engine maker? Only Gerald could turn a generator stock into a PE warning, I know, but still.
Fair enough. But actually, that data center engine thesis is the most original take today. The demand for off-grid power is real, because hyperscalers can't get connected fast enough. Generac and Cummins are surging.
Exactly! Generac up 91% year-to-date, Cummins 30%. They dipped last session. Perfect entry point. This isn't just a trade, it's the infrastructure behind AI.
A 7% dip after a 90% run isn't an entry, it's a warning shot. Generac's trailing PE is 84. I'd rather buy the nuclear ETF, NUCL, up 10%, but still 33% below its high. Value.
Nuclear? Long term, I'm with you. But regulatory timelines are decades. The small engine makers are solving a today problem. That's why they're popping. It's immediate.
And speaking of immediate, Kathy Wood's ARK Invest bought the crypto dip hard. $44 million into Coinbase, $25 million into Circle. Coinbase surged almost 9% yesterday on that disclosure.
ARK buying dip after dip isn't conviction, it's a strategy that needs a rescue plan. Coinbase is still 64% below its 52-week high. That's not value, that's a falling safe.
But crypto got a boost from Fed Chair Warsh's dovish comments. Inflation risks cooling, Bitcoin back above 60,000, Solana up 16% on the week. Dovishness always juices risk assets.
Solana leading the rally. That's my play. Momentum plus a friendly Fed equals liftoff, buddy.
Liftoff to where? Bitcoin traders are loading up on $50,000 puts. Cantor Fitzgerald might call a cycle bottom, but the options market is betting on more pain. Contradictory signals everywhere.
And then there's Michael Burry shorting AI. Tesla, Caterpillar, Applied Materials, the SMH chip ETF. He's calling it the beginning of the end. Applied Materials dropped nearly 10% in one session.
Burry's been calling the end of everything for years. He's like my gym membership. Great in theory, painful in practice. He's early again.
Tom, your gym membership hasn't seen you since 2022. But Burry made his name on the housing crash. And look at Caterpillar, up 65% year to date, then drops 7% in a day. Topping signal.
Fair point. But let's not ignore the Google antitrust fine. $2 billion to Klarna in Sweden. It's not the money, it's the precedent. EU courts forcing damages for monopolistic behavior.
$2 billion is a rounding error for Alphabet. The stock's up 14% year-to-date, trading at 25 times forward earnings. This is noise.
It's not noise. It's a structural headwind.
The European regulatory machine is grinding down the dominance model as a long-term cap on multiples.
Exactly. And while we're on structural risks, the private credit market is flashing red. Medallia's faceplant, the FT, says it's a warning. BDC and leveraged loan UTFs are down year to date, and nobody's sounding the alarm.
Private credit blow-ups have been predicted forever. The economy's fine. Defaults are low.
Spreads are still tight, but if the AI unwind causes broader risk aversion, leveraged loans get hit first. It's a blind spot.
A blind spot that ties right back to the Mag 7 sell-off. If tech earnings don't reaccelerate, the rotation could flip into a full risk-off event. Watch high-yield ETF flows.
All right, but then we've got contrarians buying China. The FXI ETF down 20% year-to-date, trading at 0.8 times book. To me, that's a value trap, no catalyst.
Trailing PE of 9 is deep value, I admit. But absent a policy shift, it's dead money. Fair enough.
Gold's death cross is a cleaner signal. GLD down 7% year-to-date, 27% below its high. Record open interest. The strong dollar is crushing it.
Gold? That's Gerald's territory. I'm looking at Japan. The EWJ ETF, up 14% year-to-date, near highs. The Wall Street Journal says tech bulls should keep an eye on it. Trend is up.
Japan's interesting, but no specific catalyst. A weak yen helps exporters, I suppose. All right, I'll watch it.
But circling back to the main event, the Mag 7 loss and Burry's shorts, the cleanest expression is betting on broadening. Long the SPY, short the QQQ. Or, if you believe Burry, buy puts on the SMH.
That SPY QQQ spread is perfect. SPY up 9% year-to-date, QQQ up 18%, but slipping. The rotation is happening right now.
But if the Mag 7 recovers in Q2 earnings, that spread blows up. Burry's beginning of the end could be just a pause. Liquidity is still supportive. Warsh's comments prove it.
Right, and that's the bear case against the rotation. If inflation keeps cooling, growth stocks could roar back, punishing the shorts. Burry's been early before.
But the data right now says rotation. Goldman's call, the old economy plays winning. I'm sticking with the broadening bet.
Just remember, yesterday Marie called to sell Ryanair. Still down today. Nice one. And Tom's Alcoa buy is up again. Maybe this rotation is bigger than tech to engines. It's a broader reflation trade.
Great callback, Gerald. And yes, Alco is working, so the commodity cycle isn't over. But let's not get complacent. Private credit risks are real.
Okay, let's do a quick agree moment. The Mag 7 sell-off is not a collapse, but a rotation. Wait, we don't all agree. But we do agree the S&P 500 near highs means broadening is real, right?
100%.
Exactly.
That's the whole macro.
And another agree, private credit is the unspoken risk. No one's talking about it, but if the rotation sours, it's exposed.
Great.
Yeah, the BBDC and SRLN shorts are worth watching closely.
Exactly.
So for today, I'm going with the broadening trade. Buy SPY, short QQQ, and a side of Cummins on that dip.
I'll take the SMH put. Burry's got the right idea. And I'm keeping my GLD short. That death cross is hard to ignore.
I'm watching Google. The $2 billion fine is just the start of structural regulatory headwinds. Sell Alphabet.
And don't sleep on ARK's crypto dip buys. Coinbase could snap back hard. High risk, but Solana's 16% week is lovely.
Crypto is a casino, but all right, I'll give you Solana's momentum.
As always, none of this is investment advice. Just three friends talking markets.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources. We love having you along.
We'll be back at 9 a.m. New York time for the New York edition. See you then.
Stay sharp, buddies.